بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
Verse number 8. The angels will say, "Our Lord, enter the believers into gardens of eternity, which you promised you will enter them into, and enter those whose actions are good amongst their fathers, wives, and children. It is you who are the mighty, with nobody to overpower you, wise in your decreeing and planning."
وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَهُ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Verse number 9. And save them from their bad actions, so do not punish them as a result. Whomever you protect from the punishment for his bad actions, then you have had mercy on him. This mercy by entry into paradise is the great success which no success can compare with.
إن الذين كفروا ينادون لمقت الله أكبر من مقتكم أنفسكم إذ تدعون إلى الإيمان فتكفرون.
Verse number 10. Those who disbelieved in Allah and His messengers will be addressed on the Day of Judgment when they enter the fire, whilst they will hate and curse themselves. Allah's contempt for you, when you used to be called to believing in Allah, but you would disbelieve in Him, taking deities beside Him, is greater than your own contempt for yourselves when being thrown into the fire.
قالوا ربنا أمتنا اثنتين وأحييتنا اثنتين فاعترفنا بذنوبنا فهل إلى خروج من سبيل.
Verse number 11. The disbelievers will say, confessing their sins, when their confession will not benefit, "Our Lord, you made us lifeless twice. When we were non-existent, then you created us. Then you gave us death after that creation, and you gave us life twice, by creating us from non-existence, and by restoring us for the resurrection. We have admitted our sins we earned. So is there any route we can take to exit from the fire, so we can return to life to correct our actions, so you become pleased with us?"
ذَلِكُمْ بِأَنَّهُ إذا دعي الله وحده كفرتم وإن يشرك به تؤمنوا فالحكم لله العلي الكبير.
Verse number 12. That punishment which you are punished with is because when Allah was called upon and no partner was associated with Him, you disbelieved in Him and made partners for Him. And when partners were worshipped alongside Allah, you believed. So the judgment is with Allah alone, high with His essence, decree and domination, the great.
هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُنَزِّلُ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا وَمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُنِيبُ.
Verse number 13. Allah is the one who shows you signs in the horizons and your own selves to prove to you His power and His oneness, and He sends down for you rainwater from the skies, so it becomes a cause for the provision you are given, such as plants, crops, and so forth. And nobody takes lessons from the signs of Allah except one who turns to Him, sincerely repenting.
فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ.
Verse number 14. So call upon Allah, O believers, being sincere to Him in worship and supplication, without associating partners with Him, even though the disbelievers dislike that and it angers them.
رفيع الدرجات ذو العرش يلقي الروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده لينذر يوم التلاق.
Verse number 15. So he is worthy of supplication and obedience, being made sincere for him, as he is elevated in ranks, separate from all of his creation. And he is the Lord of the great throne. He sends revelation upon whomever he wants from his servants, so that they become alive and make others alive, and so that they warn people of the day of judgment, in which the first and the last will meet one another.
يوم هم بارزون لا يخفى على الله منهم شيء لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار.
Verse number 16. The day in which they will be apparent, having gathered on one plane, nothing of theirs will be hidden from Allah. Everything from their own self, their actions, and their reward will be made apparent. He will ask, "For whom is the kingdom today?" There will be only be one answer at this time. The kingdom is for Allah, the one in his essence, qualities and actions, the prevailing one who has dominated everything and for whom everything has submitted. Beneficial points. 1. The place for repentance to be accepted is the worldly life. 2. Those who repent often, turning to their Lord, benefit the most from the admonition. 3. The steadfastness of the believer is not affected by the stance of the disbelievers who reject his religion. 4. The tyrants and oppressors amongst the kings will humble themselves before Allah on the Day of Judgment.
اليوم تجزى كل نفس بما كسبت لا ظلم اليوم إن الله سريع الحساب.
Verse number 17. Today, every soul will be rewarded for the action it earned. If it was good, then the reward will be good. And if it was bad, then it will be bad. There will be no injustice on this day, because of the judge is Allah who is just. Allah is swift in taking account of his servants, due to his knowledge encompassing them.
وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْآزِفَةِ إِذِ الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحَنَاجِرِ كَاظِمِينَ مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعٍ.
Verse number 18. O Messenger, warn them of the Day of Judgment. This Day of Judgment, which has drawn near and is coming, and everything which is coming will soon arrive, when the hearts will rise, due to its intense horror, until they reach the throats. They will all be silent, with none of them speaking, except whom the Merciful gives permission to. Those who wrong themselves, through idolatry and sins, will not have any friend, relative, or an intercessor who will listen, even if he had the ability to intercede.
يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور.
Verse number 19. He knows what the eyes of the lookers secretly glance at, and he knows what the hearts conceal. None of that is hidden from him.
والله يقضي بالحق والذين يدعون من دونه لا يقضون بشيء إن الله هو السميع البصير.
Verse number 20. Allah judges with justice, so he does not wrong anyone by decreasing his good actions or increasing his bad actions. And those whom the idolaters worship besides Allah cannot judge with anything, because they do not possess anything. Allah is hearing of the sayings of his servants, seeing their intentions and actions, and he shall reward them for that.
أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَانُوا هُمْ أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَآثَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم وما كان لهم من الله من واق.
Verse number 21. Have these idolaters not traveled on earth, so that they can ponder how the outcome was of the nations before them, who denied, as it was a bad end? Those nations were stronger than they are, and they left an impression on earth, by buildings which these people have not left, but Allah destroyed them because of their sins, and they had nobody to protect them from the punishment of Allah.
ذلك بأنهم كانت تأتيهم رسلهم بالبينات فكفروا فأخذهم الله إنه قوي شديد العقاب.
Verse number 22. That punishment which befell them only befell them because their messengers used to come to them with clear proof and evident miracles. But they disbelieved in Allah and denied His messengers. Allah seized them, despite their strength, and destroyed them. He is powerful, severe in punishing those who disbelieve in Him and deny His messengers. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, encountered the denial of his people, Allah mentioned the story of Musa with Fir'aun to give him good news that the outcome of his matter will be divine help. He said,
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ.
Verse number 23. I sent Musa with my clear signs and decisive proof.
إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَقَارُونَ فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ.
Verse number 24. To Fir'aun, his minister Haman, and Qarun, and so they said, Musa is a magician and a liar in his claim to be a messenger.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا قَالُوا اقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ وَاسْتَحْيُوا نِسَاءَهُمْ وَمَا كَيْدُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ.
Verse number 25. Then, when Musa came to them with the proof to show his truthfulness, Fir'aun said, kill the sons of those who have believed in Musa, and keep their women alive to disgrace them, and the plot of the disbelievers to attempt to reduce the numbers of believers will only perish not being successful. Beneficial points. 1. The horrors of the Day of Judgment will be intense. 2. Allah's knowledge will encompass His servants' actions, be they hidden or apparent. 3. The plot of the disbelievers will perish, regardless of how intense it may be.